Hey, good evening, everyone. It's good to be back in the house of the Lord, isn't it? What a joy. What a blessing it is to come back and back and back and back and back and keep coming back. Because God is great, He's faithful, and He is always there to guide us and lead us. Our text that we read this evening is a wonderful text. And here is something that we sometimes really need to consider seriously in our faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And many times we say we have faith, but when it's put to test, when it is tried, when circumstances change, we can see that which way we are running. Are we running towards God or are we running away from Him? Sometimes situation that we go through in life and makes it hard, difficult, and we face the reality of that. But the joy of the Lord keeps us going. Amen? It just keeps us going. It just keeps encouraging us as we look unto the Lord when we find no one to stand with, no one around you. You know, many times we feel it. Many times we are left alone, and we really sometimes think hard. And we think so hard that we have headaches. You shouldn't need to think that hard. We just rely on God with an open mind. God, if that's the way it is, praise the Lord. I'll walk in it because I have faith. The Bible talks about one faith, one Lord, and one baptism. And that is all is only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And there is no other way. No other way that you and I can have. See, everyone has faith in something. Some have faith in these things or that thing. And some believes in religion. And some believes in evolution. Some, you know, have all kinds of ideas of their faith. But the question that we need to ask to ourselves, where does all this faith leads to? I don't know about you, I like to question myself. You know, when I was growing as a child, I have this question in my mind. Where are these faith leading to? Is this true? Can this religion save me? But nobody gave me the answer. I couldn't trust anyone in the religion that can give me this answer because they don't know themselves. How can they tell others? And that is something that we need to really consider. What does the atheist say to themselves? There is no God. And something happened, there's the first one to cry, "Oh God." But they don't believe. But they call upon God. I have a big challenge with an atheist, and they were British. And they live in Fiji for, and they have a business called glass. You know, they put the thing on the fire and shape the glass. I don't know what they call. So they have the business down there. And they enrolled their daughter in our school. And she was very happy. You know, the British, you know, they are very fun. And she came and said, "I'm atheist. I don't believe in God." Oh. Then why do you want to roll your daughter in our school? You know, our principal is that she has to read the Bible. She has to memorize the verse. Oh, oops. Is that true? Yes. Okay, I let my daughter come to your school because I don't believe in God. So we have people like that come knocking at your door because they don't believe in God. And they're religion people. And they don't know. So it is a great opportunity for us to open up the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to these people so that they know there is a God, there is a true living God who loves you with everlasting love. And He cares about you so much. Now, Scripture, both in the New and the Old Testament, teaches us, confirms this, that there is God who cares about you, whether you have little faith, whether you have shaky faith, whether you are pretending faith or all these things cannot please God at all. We need to have faith. That means a total confidence in God, not on thinking, because little faith is no use. It won't make you through. Sometimes we think we are shaky in our faith. We say one thing, we don't really mean it. And I've experienced that in many people I've witnessed to. Yes, I want to know the Lord. It's good to know the Lord. In their mind, they're thinking that if I pray, they will get better. So they were very shaky in their faith. Or some, they pretend that they have a great faith. They will say they will be faithful to church. They will be sitting. They will be, you know. But you can see they are just pretenders. They just pretend, but they don't do anything for the glory of God. And these all things never please God at all. Now, there is one faith. And this one faith that I want to talk to you about this evening is this, an understanding faith. That you and I can understand. It is to understand. Now, if you'd like to also turn to me in book of Hebrews this evening as well, there's a few pages that we're going to flip to see about this faith, understanding faith. Here, book of Hebrews in chapter 11, and we see in verse 3, and here we can see what the Word of God says in verse 3 of chapter 11. Here the Bible says, through faith, we understand that the world were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And many times we wonder about this, isn't it? Why? Question ourselves. We need to have an understanding heart to understand our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we can see in the Bible, if you read through the Old Testament, we see man and woman who stood up in this faith and fulfilled their callings faithfully. If you don't understand, then we live with a little faith or shaky faith or pretending faith. We need to know what the Lord has done for me personally. God wants to do great things in us and through us. And that's why we need to understand that. You know, religion won't tell you about that. Or any other thing you can see in the world will never tell you. Only the Bible tells you that we have an understanding faith. A faith where we can understand how this world has been framed. How things has come to pass. It's not that everything just and came up. God said it, and everything came. You know, that is marvelously, if you look around the creation of God, you can say, now I understand there is a creator because he created all these things, just speaking. But I'm so glad this evening, you know, he created me in his own image and likeness. So we become the temple of a living God. And I understand that. That my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is that he made me. Not my dad or my, you know, took hammer and chisel and all kind of carpentry tools and went and shaped me. It is God's gift to every parent. It's a God's creation. He given to us so that we can understand only God can perform that miracle in our lives. Not us. So we need to be thankful. We need to be thankful to understand everything that came into existence is by the living God. The one we believe, the one that is living, the one, he's a coming king. He was right from the beginning. And he gives us the Spirit. And the Holy Spirit teaches us, helps us. And we reason when we look at things. And then we understand that there is a creator that marvelously, wonderfully created this world, and you and me today And He gave all that He had. He never held back anything from us. So we understand that our faith is not a shaky faith. Our faith is not a little faith. And our faith is not pretending to know, because I know for sure that there is a God. He loves me. He sent His Son to die for me, who take the sins of my life, and He has forgiven me, cleansed me by sharing His precious blood on the cross of Calvary. I now don't need to go and make sacrifice. As I was saying to this man this afternoon, spent 3 hours with him talking till he came to know the Lord as his Savior. And I told him, you know, you have to make a choice. Either the Lord Jesus Christ or all this you're sitting on the cell. He said, I don't want to know, because I prayed for 7 years, nothing happened. I said, yeah. You need to understand there is a creator who created it. This thing you buy from the shop, how can you sell your God? Oh, I can't sell my God. He's a living God. He's spirit. Where does He live? He lives in our heart. We can't box Him in the corner. And we need to witness. And we need to be, you know, in witnessing to this kind of people, we need to be, you know, straight. So that they can understand there is a creator who marvelously created them. And I thank God that He created us. So I understand. Do you? Do you understand the work of God? The endy work of God? Do you understand that God has something very special for you? And that's why I need to understand this God who created me, so that I can know what He's doing in my life and through my life as we go through in this journey that we walk together in one faith, so that we can have a wonderful time in this planet Earth, rejoicing in the Lord. Secondly, we see a saving faith. The faith that saves you and faith that saves me. Turn back to Ephesians again. And you see here in book of Ephesians in chapter 2 in verse 8. That how we come to know Christ as our Lord and Savior. Here in verse 8 he says, for grace, what? Ye are saved by? He says through faith, isn't it? We are saved through faith. And that not of yourself. But it is what? A gift of God. It is a gift. So it is a saving faith. It saves you and I, pick you and I from where we are, in the status that we were in. It took us out and cleansed us. And now we are reconciled to our Heavenly Father. And we can just go to Him anytime, whether day, night. Just call upon Him, because He saved me. Because we are saved by grace. Not by how good I am, or how smart I am, or how knowledgeable I am, or how educated I am, or how rich I am. It's nothing to do with anything. This saving faith is by grace. And God is gracious to you and I every day, every second of our lives. He's gracious to take us through. Even into the difficult to difficult situation, He's gracious to take us through. And sometimes we don't understand that. But by grace we are saved. God speaks to a person in the time, and so that He's gracious. And so we can see that through faith, that you and I, it's not by ourselves. He says, you know, not by of works, lest any should boast. What we are boasting today is all that I have, what I can do, but we need to be careful that it is not the work of man. It is God's grace that we are here today. It's by God's grace. And He takes you. He does great things through faith. Then we see a growing faith that helps us to grow by the grace of God. And a growing faith. And we also see that we have a living faith. Let's look at Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 this morning. A few pages to flip over, and we'll go to Galatians chapter 3. We see here Paul writing to the church at Galatia, and he's helping them to understand this living faith. You know, we have to live on this planet Earth, and this faith can help us in living and dealing with our lives this morning. Chapter 3, and we read in verse 11. It says here in verse 3 in chapter 11, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. It is evidence for the just shall live by faith. What is our condition this evening? We need to look at our condition this evening. Can we say that we are living by faith? Trusting God that He will provide, you know, any situation you can think of. He does in a miracle way. But we need to have that faith, that living faith. So, if you don't understand about faith, if you don't know that you are saved this evening, if you don't living that faith, then we are in a great danger. Things not going to happen the way we may think. Because then we are living like have a little faith or shaky faith or pretending faith. Because this faith will never please God at any time. We need to have, you know, understanding faith that I understand how things came to existence. I need to know that by God's grace I am saved, that I am faithful to God in my service. That's how He saved me, and I'm living the faith. We can go back and see when God called Abraham, He didn't say that I'm going to give you a jet plane to fly over everywhere you go. He didn't say that I'm going to give you BMW to drive on the desert or a Land Cruiser. You know, it may be hard on the hill. He called him. And by faith, he believed in God. He believed in Him that the God who called me is able to perform all things for him. And he did. He was faithful. He went through. And God has called you. God has called me to be faithful. So that we can understand it. So that we know we are saved. So that we can live this faith as a testimony to others. And so that we can have this growing faith. We grow by grace. Day in and day out. So that the Lord will help us in our status in life. There's something that we need to grow up. And sometimes we see that, you know, there is no growth in us. We grow for certain, and then it's not growing at all. We're still going round and round. We need to grow by grace of God. Turn to me, book of Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians. Later, Paul wrote to the book of Thessalonica. And here we find that when God dealing with people, He put all things together. Here in chapter 1, in verse 3, and here it says that we are born to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is made because that your faith growing, He said, exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards others abundantly. You see, in abundance, God's grace and things that are happening in the life of a believer because we, as I said this morning, because we have that burden in our heart. Christians, we don't need to be selfish. Born-again believers, we shouldn't be self-centered. God calls you to serve. So our service is required by faith. Not out of your abundance. God doesn't want out of your abundance. He wants that you trust Him. It is just like a faith promise, you know. I trust God that He's going to give me so that I give it away. I don't trust God that He's going to give me, then I'm going to keep it. His faith promise is that I will give, I will send, I will go. Any extra mile God wants me to do. So I have that growing faith. I need to grow in grace. Here we can see that, you know, how exciting this was, this letter to the church at Thessalonica, when they hear that they were, you know, by faith growing exceedingly. They were growing. And today we look around us, when people got saved, it takes years and months and time over, you don't see their growth. Things happen, they come crying to you. You know, sometimes I have to spend many hours with somebody sitting in my office to calm it down. Because they don't want to listen. They think or something wrong that, you know, I said, I don't have the answer to give you. You are asking the wrong person the wrong question. You go to God. And they don't want to go to God. Where they want to go? They're expecting you to give them answer. But I don't have the answer. Who has the answer? Jesus is the answer for every need in every situation that we go through. We need to be faithful. We need to grow by grace of God. Then we see we have a walking faith. Now turn to book of James in chapter 2 in verse 20. Yeah, in book of James chapter 2 and in verse 20, here the Bible talks about the walking faith. Here James giving a very practical lesson, a very practical in our faith. And here in verse 20 says, but wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead. Faith without work is dead. We need to be very practical in our lives. We can't sit there and expect everything going to come. God has given us wisdom to do things. We can pray, we can ask, we can put our heart together. We can put our hand together and see the work that God is going to perform. So we need to be walking. Abraham did believe in God, but he didn't sit there. He worked. He went forth. He did the work that God was calling him to do. And God is calling each and every one of us. Even the little to the little to the oldest of the oldest. Sometimes people say, oh, I'm too old to go for witnessing. Well, you can sit home and pray while others are doing it. You can pray, you can work from home, you can pray, you can continually cry to God. And that is very practical. God wants you to pray. He wants you to call upon Him to see that people come to know Christ as the Lord and Savior. We are living in this world that is, you know, in big chaos. Look around us today. Everybody is rushing and, you know, our time is occupied, you know, and things that we get into involved with. And sometimes people don't have time to come to church. They don't have time to hear God's word. They make excuses. Especially in this pandemic time, people have a lot of excuses not to come. Some people say, oh, I watch you online. Oh, that's good enough, but that's not good enough. You need to be in church to have that fellowship, constantly fellowship, which we require. We need to walk for it. And we see that when we do that, we grow and we walk by faith and we serve God by faith. Everything God has given us to use for His glory. And that is what we are doing. God gives each one a talent. We can use our talent for His glory. Even in church, we can use our talent. We don't need to be asked, can you do this? It is a great talent to sweep the floor, isn't it? Or vacuum the floor. It's a great talent. You're not doing to get a pat on your back. You're doing for the glory of God. Cutting grass and everything, you know. We have to go down, you know. When I'm in shoot, I'll be in shoot in school. But when I take my tie off, I make my hand dirty. I tell a student, this is how we do it. Sir, you don't do it. No, no, no. Let's go do it. Let's go plant this thing and see how that thing grows. And I will give you the result when I eat it. At least you can observe and see. Put something into practical so that we can now just walk by faith and do work that God wants us to do. There are a lot of things we can do in example. You know, in the morning when I get around in the school, all the students will be there, parents will be there, and I'll take the broom and I'll be start sweeping. And the student will see that, and they will start pick the broom and they will come and sweep with me. You need to be leading them by example, by faith, by working. And that child learns that if I can do it, they all can do it. But at home, they won't even pick the broom. So we need to be very practical, walking by faith, do the work. You know, we have to go. And we did this one when we went interior to fill the concrete floor of this poor guy. And he said, no, you sit, Pastor, we will do it. I said, I don't come here to sit. I came to work. Let's work together. We all work together to fill the floor. It's a walking faith. We walk by faith. And be practical in our walking as we serve God. Because He's faithful. You know, faith will be grateful when we just obey God and settle our life in Him. And He will take us through. He will guide us through. He will lead us through. We can say, who have this kind of faith? We all who trusted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Do you have that kind of faith? Or are you depending on somebody? You know, when God called Abraham, He promised him to be a blessing. And God kept His promise. He made a covenant with Abraham. And God kept that covenant with Abraham. And still today, we are under that covenant that God has promised that He will be faithful. And He is in every step we take. And He's faithful to do, you know, wonderful work. You who have one faith ever greater than any responsibility that is given to you and I. Because we live by faith. Because we can take any responsibility. Because we're going to live by faith. And that faith we find in the Lord Jesus Christ when He took the responsibility, came into this world, and died for you and I. Who can do that? I'm sure that we won't do for one another. Even we say up to our wife, I love you, honey, with all my heart. But we won't die for her. Neither our wife will die for me or our children. Nobody. But God, mercy. He practically sent His Son who walked on this planet Earth and gave His life so that you and I can have life in abundance. So here we can see to ourselves that our responsibility is to live by faith in the Son of God and to make this one faith known while there is yet time. Because time is clicking up quickly, isn't it? Sometimes we don't have time to serve. Sometimes we don't have these. But while we have this time, let's count it. I don't know what is from now to next hour till tomorrow morning. I may not get up. But when I have this time, my responsibilities become more wider and bigger. And that's why I take challenges. I like challenges. And I like to work on that. By faith, we're able to do all things that God has given us this time because He wants to use you, use me to accompany His work. Here at the Springwood Baptist Church, God wants to use you. There at Glory Gate Baptist Church, God wants to use us and use you. So we are used by the glory of God. So our responsibility becomes more, bigger. And we need to learn how to carry our responsibility with us because we have an understanding faith. We take our responsibility because we have a saving faith. We take our responsibility because we have a living faith. We take our responsibility serious because we have a growing faith. And then we are very serious about our responsibility because we have a walking faith. We like to work for the glory of God, not for anyone. We want to work for the glory of God. And the list goes on and on and on. We can be here till this morning while you're sleeping. I can keep preaching. But God has given us a responsibility. In conclusion, let's turn to, with me, Hebrews chapter 11 and in verse 6. Book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And here we can see what the Bible says as far as our faith is. Chapter 11 and in verse 6. Okay, all there? In book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. Can I say amen? I want all of us to read this together. Shall we? All right. Book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. To see. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that, diligently seek him. So let's check to ourselves, am I seeking God diligently day in and day out? Or I only do it on Sunday? Or when I really desperately need it? Because this is a rewarding faith. It rewards you and I of the wonderful blessing that the Lord has for us. So let's consider this faith in God. Be faithful. You know, don't worry about anything. Though I've witnessed to so many people, you may not see, the harvest in your time. But God will bring the harvest. He knows when is the appointed time for one individual to get saved. He knows it. And he makes that miracle. You know, God does, so much miracle things in our life. And we can just thank him for all things he does for you and I today. So life is full of joy, Christians, brethren. It's exciting when you save somebody. You go there, you see, and you save. We are not like pastors who, just like to sit and command people and people need to come and bow down before. We have those kind of pastors there. They're not going to move an inch. But we are very practical because we walk by faith. It is rewarding to see that many people are blessed because what God has blessed us to bless others. That is faith. It is a rewarding faith. So I pray that this will be a very, very grateful to you and I this morning that we are not living by little faith or shaky faith or pretending faith, because this thing will never please God. So ask ourselves this question. Do I have a rewarding faith that when I go to heaven, God will say, come my faithful servant, and give you the reward that you deserve? Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We ask your blessing, and we ask, Lord, that we can go home with excitement, with joy, that you reward us daily in our life as we live in this planet earth. And you bless us and bless our families and our children. And Lord, that they will walk in this faith, knowing even though the devil is trying to destruct them and many are, Lord, led away, I pray, Lord, that you'll perform a great miracle of bringing them back to the fold. I pray, God, that your will be done. In the name of Jesus, amen.